The Venice Biennale is one of the most important events in the contemporary art world, and this year the top prize went to The Clock by Christian Marclay. It's not easy to see The Clock. It's a film that's 24 hours long. Most museums aren't open all night. For that matter, most diners aren't. Since May, the Los Angeles County Museum of Art has been showing The Clock during regular business hours, and this week, the museum had a special 24-hour showing. Alex Schmidt went to see some people who stayed up all night for the sake of art.
It was 5 p.m. when the 24-hour viewing of The Clock started at LACMA. The film is made out of bits and pieces of hundreds of famous movies, and the bits and pieces match real time. So at 5 p.m., you see stuff that usually happens around that time. People starting dinner, commuting home from work. When it was 5:10 p.m. in real life, you saw a clip of a clock from the movie The Usual Suspects showing 5:10 p.m. And this happens in the film for every single minute of the day.
What's the idea? My friend is a clock watcher.
Janet Carley was one of the people rushing to take her seat.
Do you plan to stay for the full 24 hours?
You know, I'm thinking about it. I'm planning on it. We'll see.
You're planning on it?
Yeah, that's the game plan. We'll see. We'll see.
It looks like you have a full backpack. Yes, are there supplies in there?
It's like camping, like, in the city. It's good.
The theater was nearly packed. The artist, Christian Marclay, says he's been surprised by how many people have come out to see the film.
When you're an artist, you're used to sort of making things underground, and this is just reaching a different audience. We're all obsessed with time, and I think people relate to that. And of course, everybody loves cinema.
Loves it so much, perhaps, that by 10 p.m., there was a line of people snaking down the block waiting to get in. Hadrian Belove was outside because he had watched the film for 4 hours and had to take a smoke break.
The real problem people are having when they say it's grueling is it's so good that they can't stop watching it when they normally would. They keep kind of being like, one more minute, because it's so easy. And then suddenly it's been 4 hours and their mind's kind of mush. Or, you know.
Or amazingly attuned.
Or amazingly attuned.
At that hour, the clock shows nighttime scenes. People turning off their lights and getting into bed, dreaming, and being woken up by scary noises in the dark.
Time is now 02:30 precisely. Synchronize on watches.
Only 5 public institutions own the clock, so maybe it's understandable that people wanted to try and tough out all 24 hours. But artist Christian Marclay says he hopes the film makes people think differently about time. And really, you only need a few minutes with it for that. For NPR News, I'm Alex Schmidt.
This is NPR News.